How pleased are you with your team's response after what happened in games 2 and 3?
I like the way we responded.
Very pleased. What did you make of the way Cat was moving the ball, 10 assists? It looked like it was just in a rhythm, finding guys from the top of the key.
Yeah, I mean, he was doing a great job just playing off of him. And he was great, just being great decision-making and all that. And really put us in a position to win. And he helped create that lead with his play. And this is a great time performance on him.
Miles was talking about yesterday, you know, backs against the wall, come out with more intensity, holding everything out there. Did you feel that early on that you guys have raised the intensity level?
Yes.
And how did you, how did that play on the court?
I think for the most part, we understand what they're capable of. They're a very good team, very well coached. They do a lot of little things. And very detail oriented, you can tell. And so for us, it's just we just have to up everything we had to do. I think the way we fought back in game 3 was helped us for this game. Obviously, we didn't win game 3, but I think the way we played in the second half as a team propelled us to play the way we did tonight. We should continue to push that forward.
What do you think we saw from today, from Josh's physicality, defense, whether it was CJ or Jay or Jalen he was on?
Yeah, he does what's asked of him 9.5 times out of 10. And I mean, we can joke around and say all the things I say about him, but this one thing he's going to do, he's going to go out there and compete. He'll do that night in and night out.
Jalen, it felt like in the first half you guys were playing much faster. It felt like the decision making was quick. Would you internalize or analyze just the approach you guys came up with offensively and even on the glass? It felt like you guys were just able to get just a little more pep in your step there.
Yeah, I just feel like the way we played on both sides of the ball. Like I said, going back to the second half or the fourth quarter of game 3. The way we've been able to do that these past 5 quarters is how we kind of play, especially against them. I mean, like I said before, the things that they're doing and how they're playing is great. And we just have to be able to continue what we're doing as we did the past 5 quarters.
Kevin, you and Rick had a you and Rick moment on the sideline.
Yeah.
Who won the debate?
There was no debate.
Rick Dunn's debate.
No. That was 2 competitors.
You got subbed out after the thing with your ankle. Did you get treatment on it after the game? Where are you at with that?
I'm right here. I'm all good.
Jalen, Knicks fans made their presence felt tonight. What did you think of the way they showed up?
It's one of the coolest things that I will always remember when I'm done playing. Is how crazy these Knicks fans travel. I mean, obviously, whether they live here now or whatever, they know how to pack in the way stadium. And it's a really cool sight to see.
Taylor, you've seen playoff series turn in moments, games, instances. How have you seen this team's morale sort of shift over the last 48 hours? Or have you seen it shift?
I think we're going to we refocused and understood what was going to be needed tonight. Most importantly, just not being afraid to fail is a mindset we need to have. Just go out there, do it all on the table.
All right, we're going to do the last one. Jalen, as you guys head back to Madison Square Garden, what do you think will be some keys in game 5 to walk away with a victory before you head back to Atlanta?
Continue the way we're playing, and I think it's important that we focus on the little things, the attention to detail, just knowing everything that we need to know going into this game is really important for us.
Thank you.